Okay, we are on Nun Hei Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah, and we get to Daf Nun Vav today, which is a number of famous Akkadic stories that we're familiar of, and we're allowed to learn this Gemara uniquely every day of the year, unlike every other Daf and Shas, or almost every other Daf and Shas that we are now at the Bonam Tisha B'Av. But today's Gemara is unique that we can learn any day of the year. Okay, says the Mishnah yesterday that there were special dinim of sikri cones that apply during times when bandits are running around wild and killing Jews. The different halachas that we discussed, that if you buy it, if a sikri cone takes a Reuven's land, and then Shimon buys that land and then tries to buy it from Reuven, then it demekach is batel, because we assume that the owner wasn't really serious in his selling. If it was the opposite, that it would be serious. Various halachas that applied originally, later, we'll have to see why Rebbe changed things a little bit. That'll come up in a couple of dafim. But the first line of the Mishnah had said that during the times of Harugei Milchama, during wartime, it did not apply, these halachas, and afterwards it did apply. So ask the Gemara, Hashta Barugi Milchama Yesha Lohayaba Sikri Cone, if in the times of war there was no Sikri Cone, Barugi Milchama Beilach Yeshba Sikri Cone, after the war there was, so I don't understand what the Mishnah means, that, you know, during wartime there were no Sikri Cones, and afterwards there were. So where it says, no, it doesn't mean whether there were Sikri Cones or not. Amar Vihudo Lo Danu Bad Din Sikri Cone Ka'amar. It means the dinim of Sikri Cone didn't apply. As we explained it originally, but the Gemara is clarifying, the dinim of Sikri Cone did not apply during the wartime, originally. Why? Amar Ravasi says, Ravasi said as follows, this historical note. Gimel Gzeros Gazru. There were three Gzeros that the enemy decreed. Gzeirasa kamaisa kodol katil liktiluha. The first gzeira, and these were in chronological order. The first gzeira was anybody who does not kill a Jew when he has a chance, he's going to be killed. That was the first gzeira. Mitziyasa called dekatil laisi arbazuze. The second gzeira was whoever kills a Jew, Rov Rishonim say this means has to pay for zuz. It was kind of a token. You know, we're protecting the Jews now, even though it was a tiny little amount. You know, you'll have to pay, you know, 3 agorot or 3 cents, wherever you might be listening, for killing the Jew. So again, it wasn't really anything better, it was just a little bit better. The Tosas read here as a girsa, he changes lysi to nasiv, which means whoever kills will get, that will have to give. So then it's in the same vein as the previous Xera. But either way, the third one, Basraisa, the last one, called a Kotil Liktiluha, changes totally. Whoever kills a Jew will be killed. So Hilkach, so now we get back to our discussion. Kamaisa Mitziyasa, during the time of the first and the second Xera, where it was very dangerous for Jews, and Jews were able to be killed, Rachman al-Islan, easily, Kivan to Katzli, since Jews were being killed easily, and Jews were very scared, Agav Onse Gudnagomer Umakni, then we assume that when they sell their property, even under duress, they really mean the sale. Because they're so scared that they're going to be killed, they say, no, take it. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours. And they're willing to give it up, even though it's under duress, because they're so scared. Agav Onseis, because of the Ones, because of the duress, Gomer Umakni, they are giving it right, they give it right away. Basraisa, but during the time of the last Gzeira, Amri, they would say to themselves, "What is not so bad? What do you mean? You're not allowed to kill Jews anymore. Ha'idna lishko, fine, they'll take it today, but lamachar tavana libedina, I'll get it back tomorrow." They wouldn't be wholehearted in their sale to their friend, and that's why the dinu of Sikri Cone about sales not being totally true apply afterwards and not during the time of the Sikri Cone when those are the times of the original Gzeiras. Okay, here's one ha'ara that the Dvar Avram has, the Covenant of. He says, usually we have a principle elsewhere in Gemara's called Kinyin Milchama. Kinyin Milchama Michas, Chinuch discusses this as well. And if one country invades another country and captures the country, that's a Kinyin. It's a Kinyin Milchama. The winning country, you know, if David HaMelech's army, you know, invades one of the surrounding countries of Eretz Yisrael. So that's a Kinyin Milchama. So asks the Dvar Avram, why isn't there a Kinyin Milchama by the Sikri Cone? He gets the land, he's basically a marauder, he's getting the land, and what do you need the reason of Agav Onse Gamro Makri? Worse, because it must be that he's serious. What about the principle of Kinyin Milchama? Says the Dvar Avram, you know what you see from here? Kinyin Milchama does not apply to an individual. It only applies to a group, to a country, to a team. So he said, "Alakarchach the yachid ilaim lo havi kekibish mochama elaka gazlan da'alma." Right, a yachid is just considered a restama gazlan. The ena kone, and he's not kone. The hacha shiny here is different. Even though it's a yachid, agavon say gabru makbe. That's why you needed the other reason. Says the Dvar Avram in Simon Aleph in Sif Yud Beis. Okay, that's the Dvar Avram. So now we get into the sukkis of the Churban. Once we're talking about what was happening during the times of Harugei Mochama, so we talk about the Churban Abayis Sheni. Why is this Agada to hear specifically? The Sharm Sian Balacha notes, it's also a classic his kind of comment, and that is every Agadata in Shas is in that Mesechta for a certain reason. Even though there's usually a connection that you could figure out, the Shem Zayim Halacha says it's always there for a certain reason. He says, Reb Sadek says, why is the whole Agadata about Kamsa Bar Kamsa and going into Galus and the Korban and Gittin? Because a get is divorcing. We're separating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's like we're like being divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Korban. And it's Dafka in Perek HaNizakin, because the greatest damage in the world that took place was the Churban Abayis. Nezek is damage, that was the greatest Churban. And he says, similarly, he says, why are all the Gemaras about Shavuos in Masechta Shabbos? Because the Torah was given on Shabbos. Why are the Gemaras about the Mun in Yuma? Because on Yom Kippur, we only eat spiritual foods, the Mun was totally spiritual. So if you think about it a little deeper, he says, every Agadata in Shas really is connected somehow to the Masechta in which it is found.
What's the implication that they discussed it while they were discussing the Yanim of Gittin?
Did they discuss it, or when Ravina and Rashi put it together, they felt that it should be in here? Right, I'm not sure if they discussed it then. Okay, here we go. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev Ashi Adu b'fachei tamid u'makshali b'yipo bara. What's being alluded to in the pasuk in Mishle that a person should always be worried? Ashi Adu b'fachei tamid u'makshali b'yipo bara. Somebody who is stubborn and doesn't want to change his ways will fall into wickedness, right? Won't do properly. What does it mean, mefached tamid? Look right across in the Rashi. Mefached, doeg liros hanolad. He will always look to try to see what will come out of his actions. So tera takala bakach im ezezos. What will be, if I do this, what will come out of my actions? That's mefached tamid. Always be concerned about roes hanolad, what my actions will bring, as we'll see the stories here. So what is being referred to in that pasuk? Three points. Akamsa ubar kamsa harv Yerushalayim. Number one, the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, which destroyed Yerushalayim. Atarnagola v'tarnagol sachar v'termalka. And because the story of the rooster and the hen, Termalka was destroyed. Ashaka derispachar betar. And because of an issue of the side of a carriage, Rashi explains the side of a carriage that women used to sit in, Beitar was destroyed. These are the three stories. So, number one, Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, Harv Yerushalayim. So, because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Yerushalayim was destroyed. So, first of all, these are unusual names, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Rashi says, second to last Rashi, Kach Shem Shnei Yehudim. These were two Jews, Kamsa, Bar Kamsa. The Marsha says, I think it's a father and a son. Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Bar usually means a son. Never think about it, but the Marsha says, I think it's a father and a son, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And the fact that it's a father and a son is also going to explain a detail in the story that we'll get up to soon. The Achronim, though, are bothered. We seem to be blaming, we all know what's going to happen, blaming it, the Churban, on Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Why is it Kamsa's fault? Kamsa was the one that was the friend. All right, let's do the story and then we'll come back to that question. There was a man that had a friend named Kamsa and an enemy named Bar Kamsa. Ava Sudasa. He made a Suda Amil Vashami Zil Isidle Kamsa. He told his servant, go bring me Kamsa, Ozil Isidle Bar Kamsa. He brought him Bar Kamsa. Marsha says, it's obvious how the mistake was made. They were living in the same house, father and son. Who do you want me to bring? The father, son. Or if he loves the father, maybe that's why he wants to make up with the son. It makes sense if they're related, so then how the mistake can be made. Also, Ashkechei Tehavi Yosef, and Bar Kamsa comes to the party, and the owner, the Balabais, now sees that he's sitting. Amalei, he says, Michti, he says, 1 minute, Tahu Gavra, Baal Devava, Tahu Gavra, who? Aren't you my enemy? My boss, Acha, what are you doing here? Kum Puk, get up and get out. Amalei, Hova Asi, Shafkan, Yavina Lecha, Demei Ma'adach, Chilna Vishasina. now that I'm here already, let me eat, and I'll pay for what I eat. I'll pay my way. Amalei, turning over, lo. The owner says, no, sorry. Amalei, yavina lecha demei paga de sudasech. I'll pay for half your suda. I'll give the caterer for half of the meal of everybody. Amalei, lo, no. Amalei, yavina lecha demei kulei sudasech. I'll pay the whole thing. I'll pay for your whole party. Amalei, lo. He says, no. Nakti biyadei v'ukmi v'afke. And he threw him out. Picked him up and he threw him out. Omar, he says to himself. Now, who says? Bar Kamsa says to himself, Hov haviyasvi rabbanon v'lo machibe. Since the rabbis were sitting there and they didn't do anything, shvamina kanichalu, it must be that they are not upset about what happened, and therefore I'm going to go cause trouble now for the Jewish people. So now, getting back to the question, what did Kamsa do wrong?
If it was his son,
he's liable. Okay. That's one possibility. If it was his son, I think how old his son was. But if it was his son, maybe he's liable for his son's actions. The Marsha says maybe Kamsa was also there, and he's one of the rabbis that didn't do anything. So the Ben Yehoyada discusses this. Ben Yehoyada, again, I've mentioned many times. If you ever have an agadic story, the three places you look is are in the Marsha, the Ein Yaakov, and the Ben Yehoyada. It's the big three. In Yaakov has four or five mefarshim in his sefer, and the Ben Yoyada is the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai on Agarata is Ben Yoyada. Says the Ben Yoyada this pshat. V'nira li, what it comes to do wrong? The kol sheish biyado limchos v'lo micha nikra hadavar ashmo. If you have the possibility to complain and stand up for a wrong that's being done, and you don't, that's your avera. V'hacha kimle l'talmuda, and here the Gemara assumed be'esh shabal bar kamsa, haya kamsa ahuva shabal ba'is yoshe, that kamsa was also there. V'hiyo yibadu l'manu menadavar, and he could have prevented the whole thing from happening. Because he didn't, it's his fault also.
Say that it's not his son.
It's unclear. Why? Because he would have stopped his son. He would have stopped the son. Unclear. Either way, he didn't stop him. So that's what, it doesn't say that kamsa was there. That's the Marsha's assumption. That's what he assumes. Okay, so this is the story that of Bar Kamsa being thrown out. Just one more line. The Meiri here, again, the Meiri, as one of the Rishonim, wouldn't talk so much about Agadata, but he always says the messages of the stories in the Gemara. So the Meiri says, La olam yehe adam over amidosav. A person should be laid back and not be so stand up on his midos. Velo yehe kabdan va'achzari lesonav. And even if somebody you don't like is there, be laid back. Don't be so upset. We learn a lot of Musar from the story, which we have to make sure that we remember. And obviously, it's the basis of Sinas Chinam, which, as the Gemara in Yuma says, which is the, as it says here, quote, the downfall of the base of Midrash. This might be just one example of one of the stories. So, Ezel, now fifth line. So, what does Bar Kamsa say? Echel b'hu kurtza b'malka. I'm going to go spread Lashon Hara about the Jews. Azal, he went, Amalei the Caesar, he says to the Caesar, Mardu b'chu Yehudai, the Jews are rebelling against you. Amalei mi yemar, who told you? Amalei, shadar luhu kurbana, go send them a karban. Chazes im karvin lei, see if they're going to be makrovit. We know that non-Jews are allowed to send karbanas to the Beis HaMikdash. At least karban is ola. Right? Karban is ola, we'll accept. Because at least the philosophically, that's the one that the most of them could understand. Something that's kulo hukrav, kulo kadosh. You know, that's their type of spirituality is total extreme. That's why, you know, they're not allowed to get married. Their religious leaders in their religions. So here too, we accept olas, right? As we say in slichas, ki besi beis tili yikari l'chol ha'amin. Right, all nations are allowed to come, so they're allowed to send karbanas. So shadu the karbana, he sends them a karb. So send them a karban. Chazis check out makarvin lay if they're going to be makarvit. Also shadu biyade egla tilsa. So he sends them an egla tilsa, which is some type of beautiful, amazing karban. Either it means an eagle that's grown a third, or it means the third child of the mother calf. Either way, an egla tilsa. Bahadi took asi shadu be muma, and on the way Bar Kamsa secretly puts a blemish onto the animal. Benivsvatayim, either on its lip, va'amri lei bedokin shebaayin, or on its eye. Duchta, either way, it was a place, dilididon havi muma, which is considered a mum for us, ula ditulav mumahu, but is not considered a mum for the gayim. So that's why this house is going to cause problems, because the king is not going to think it's a mum. Well, we're going to think it's a mum. The Marshal also notes why Dafka these two places to hint to the sins of the generation, right? The lashon hara, that's the lips and the not getting along with each other, and the ayin, the tsari ayin, that we don't feel and see each other's saras. That's why Dafka these two parts of the animal are hinted to. So what happens? The Rabbanan get this animal. So Savar Rabbanan lekruve. The Rabbanan say to themselves, you know what? We have, even though this animal has a mum, we have to give it. Yishem shalom malchus. We have to be makrovit. Right? What's going to be? We don't know what's going to happen, so we have to give it anyway. Amalahu Reb Zachari ben Afkulis. Zachari ben Afkulis gets up and says, no, you can't. Why? Yomru bali mumen kriyon lagabe mizbeach. There are good people are going to say that you're allowed to bring a bal mum on the mizbeach. So you can't bring it. Savar lemiktalei. So then they said, you know what? Let's just kill Bar Kamsa. So he won't be able to go back to the king and tell him, you know, what happened. The lo lezo balemus, he won't tell the king. Amalahu Reb Zachariah. So Zachariah again says, Yomer matal mum b'kachim yehareg. What if you do that, people are going to think that if you bring a baal mum to the Beis HaMikdash, then you deserve to be killed. That's also something that you can't have. And therefore, they didn't give the carbon, and they didn't kill Bar Kamsa. And Bar Kamsa went back to the Caesar and told him, and that ended up, as we'll see, leading to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It was word spreads. If in the Beis HaMikdash, it was, you're right, but
the people were there in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, as the Pasuk says in Goheles, Va'of Hashemayim Yolech Hazakol. You know, the bird will bring the rumor, meaning that it's hard to keep a secret. It's hard to keep a secret.
How does the Shalom Malchus work out with the Nisa Darais, I assume, to bring a Baal Mum?
It's Nisa Darais to bring a Baal Mum, but maybe Shalom Malchus was Pikuach Nefesh.
Pikuach Nefesh,
yeah. So what was Rav Chaim Ben thinking?
Yeah.
Right, that's, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Amar, let's just read one more line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and the Senusel of Rav Chaim Ben Afkulis, the humility of Rav Chaim Ben Afkulis, Hechriva is Beitenu, destroyed, caused the destruction of our house, v'sarfas hechaleinu, and burned our hechal v'hekelisanu me'artzeinu, and brought us galus from our eretz. So first one detail, and then a more general point. The Ben Yehoyada asks, we've got another hara, they were going to kill Bar Kamsa so nobody knows about it? He must have come with a bunch of messengers from the king. And so they're going to kill all of them? Doesn't say that. Doesn't kill Bar Kamsa, what about everybody else? So says the Ben Yehoyada, there's different places where Jews and non-Jews are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So Bar Kamsa must have gone in deeper than the others. So nobody would have known what have happened. They would have taken the animal, and Bar Kamsa would have been sent out, and then they would have killed him after he had gone out, Al Yidei Shem HaMeforash. Right, by saying the Shem Hashem, he would have just dropped dead on the spot. He would have said, Oyvei, he had a heart attack. Right, they wouldn't know anything about the animal not being brought as a carbon, and he's outside now. They wouldn't have known anything. So that's why even if they came with messengers, they wouldn't have known anything, explains the Ben Yehoyada. Why didn't they just send to the Caesar, this is a mum for us, I'm sorry we can't be makrovit? Why don't they just tell him the truth? Sorry, we can't be makrovit's animal, even though it's not a mum for you, it's a mum for us. Send us a different carbon. So says the Maharal that would have emphasized the difference between the Jews and the non-Jews. Meaning the non-Jews think, oh, this place, I mean, they say it's for us, we can even send karbanas. But now they're saying there's a difference between us. Oh, it's going to cause problems. It's already emphasizing the difference.
If they were going to kill
Bar Kamsa,
if they were going to kill him with such an inconspicuous way, then why were they so worried that everybody was going to, you know, see that?
Right, if they were going to kill him in an inconspicuous way, they weren't worried. Rav Zachariah was worried. They wanted to kill him.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to kill him. Right, so the issue is, what was his mistake? And what was his kavana? So there is a Mesulas Yesharim, if you ever get this far when you're really in a sefer, in Perichaf, in Mishkal HaChasidus, where the Mesulas Yesharim discusses that sometimes there can be something in our lives that we think is a mitzvah. We think it's a great thing, it's a mitzvah, but really it's an avera. We have to make sure actions that we do, mitzvahs and averas. He says, what's the first example that he gives? Tzom Gedalia. Why do we pass the Tzom Gedalia? Remember the story in Malachim and in Yirmiyahu, right? Nebuchadnezzar appointed Nebuchadnezzar to be the leader of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and his advisors tell him, there's another Jew, Yishmael, that's trying to assassinate you, because he's jealous. He says, no, it's okay, I'm dan l'kav z'chus, I'm not accepting your Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, and it ended up that he was assassinated. He thought he was doing such tzidkus. Says the Gemara Nida, he says, no, if there's a worry, your proper thing to do is to be worried about it. You got to take precautions. And the second example the Mishnah Yesharim gives is our Gemara. Right? Zechariah ben Afkulis thinks, I'm saving the world. I'm making sure that people don't bring the Don't bring a Bali Mumin to the Beis HaMikdash. But really, it brought a Churban to the Beis HaMikdash. He thought he was doing a great mitzvah, but really ended up doing an Aveira. So what was his Kavana? What was he thinking? Well, Rebbe Zechariah ben Afkula, he's still called Rebbe. So for that, we need the Gra. Now we need the Gra. So the Gra says, there's a Halacha in Sanhedrin. And also, just to add one more question, what does it mean, the humility of Rebbe Zechariah ben Afkula? What humility is here? What's the Anava? So the Gra says, there's a Halacha in Sanhedrin that tells us, middle of the third parak, fourth parak, that by the Sanhedrin, who gives their opinion first? You go lowest to greatest. Right, the lowest dying to the greatest dying. Because if the greatest dying gives his opinion first, then nobody else is going to say a word. The lowest dying gives his opinion first, and then you go up, 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 and then the God, right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says what he thinks. And I'm going to say something else. Right, so the lowest, right, the lowest rabbi gives his opinion, and then you go up all the way up to 71. Fine. The Gra says Rav Zachari didn't. He was the God of Aldar. He was the greatest, but he didn't think he was the greatest. He thought I'm a nobody. So right when we had this decision to figure out what they're going to do, so he jumped and gave his day at first. Because he didn't think he was such a great Gadol Adar. So he said, I think that you're not allowed to kill him. So once he gave his opinion, then everybody else was stuck. Nobody else could give their opinion. So it's his anava, his misplaced anava, says the Gra. The Gadol Adar has to realize he's the Gadol Adar. You know, even if he has humility, Moshe Rabbeinu realized he was Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was out of Mikol Adam. But it was misplaced humility that caused everybody else problems. Tied everybody else's hands. So that's the Gra. If you want to look it up, it's in the Pinim Mishulchan Agra on Velosan Al Rav in Oriv in Parshas Mishpatim. That's where it's quoted from the other sources. Yeah.
Can we assume that some of those people in the Sanhedrin were at the party and didn't stand up?
Maybe. Maybe some of the Sanhedrin were at the party and didn't stand up. 100%. Right, 100%. I don't think we could blame the whole story on Bar Kamsa or Zechariah ben Afkula, but it's the whole story. But the Gemara at least says that they have a part in the problem. Okay, here we go. Shadr Alayu, so what happens? So Bar Kamsa leaves. Shadr Alayu, fifth wide line. Shadr Alayu, the Giron Kesalas, they sent to Neron, the Caesar. Kikasi Shadr Gira Lamizrach. Kikasi, when he came, Shadr Gira Lamizrach. So Neron wanted to see, what was going to be with Yerushalayim as he was laying siege to it. So he shot an arrow to the east, Asanaf of Yerushalayim, and it landed in Yerushalayim. L'mayriv, Asanaf of Yerushalayim. To the west, it landed in Yerushalayim. L'arba ruchos Hashemayim, Asanaf of Yerushalayim. To all four directions, it all landed in Yerushalayim. So there was just one arrow. He didn't have to shoot it to the direction of Yerushalayim because that was obvious where it was going to land. Okay, but either way, he sent it to all four directions, landed in Yerushalayim. Amalei liyunuka. Meanwhile, there was a child that was walking past, and he says to him, Sokli psukeich, what did you learn in yeshiva today? Amalei, v'nasati esnikmasi be'edom b'yarami Yisrael. I'm going to take my revenge on Edom, which is the Romans, because of what they did to the Jews. Meaning, he sees this future, event that Hashem's going to punish Edom for destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Amar, he says to himself, Hashem's about to destroy his house. And literally, he's going to wipe his hands with that man, meaning me. He's going to blame me. So he says, Arak, he says, I'm not getting involved. Arak va'azel v'igayr, so he went and became a convert, became a ger. V'nafak min Rabbi Meir, so Neron was out of the picture, he became a ger. And Rabbi Meir even came out as one of his descendants. So Shadri Elayel, Aspasiamus Kesar. So Neron was out, so Bar Kamsa sent to Aspasiamus. So Asa Tzarale Tlashani. So he surrounded the Bnei Yisrael, the Yerushalayim, for 3 years. For 3 years, the siege was very heavy. Havi Buhana Tlasa Siri, there were three rich people in Yerushalayim, Nagdima Ben Gurion, Uben Kalba Savua, Uben Tzitzis HaKesis, these three people. Why do they have such names? Nagdima Ben Gurion, number one, Shenokta Lochama Bavuro, he stopped the sun. The sun stopped because of him. There's a story in Mesechus Tainus that he owed money and the sun stopped because of him. Ben Kalba Savua, why is he called Ben Kalba Savua? Rabbi Kiva's father-in-law. Shekala Nechlas Labesuk Shuroiv Kekalev, because anybody used to walk into his house hungry as a dog. Yotzek Shusavea, used to leave when he was satiated. Kalba Savua. Dog satiated. Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, why is it called that? Shaisa Tzitzaso Nigreres Algabik Sasos. Because his tzitzis, he was so rich, they used to take pillows next to him when he walked, and his tzitzis used to drag on the pillows. It wouldn't drag on the floor. One second. Igata Amri, Shaisa Kisaso Mutalas Bengadoli Romi. Or his Keses, his throne, used to be amongst the royalty of Rome. There is a Ha'ara made. The Shulchan Aruch says, Narachayim, the end of Simon Chav Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, where are we? Yesh li zaher kisha adam lovesh talis shelo yigra tzitziyosav. You should make sure your tzitzis don't drag on the floor. The Shulchan Aruch says. Some of the Achronim point out, but here it sounds like it's a special din in the rich man, he makes sure his tzitzis didn't drag on the floor. So what about, you know, everybody, sounds like everybody else is okay. Everybody else is okay. It's either you say he had, no, everybody, nobody else should drag on the floor, but his was on these special pillows. That's one answer. Or the Ber Hetev there says, maybe there's a difference between talis gadol and talis katan. Maybe talis katan, which they used to wear in their begadim, they didn't have special tzitzis like we have. So maybe that's not as much of an issue as the talis gadol, which is miyuchah v'tfila, it's more of a bizayon to have those tzitzis dragging on the floor. That's the Ber Hetev there says, maybe there's a difference between those two types of tzitzis. Okay, either way, so Chad Amar, so the three rich people come together and say, you know what? We've been in this siege, but we'll take care of each other. Chad Amar lehu ana zayni lehu b'chiti v'sari. I'll give wheat and barley to all the Jews. Chad Amar lehu b'techamu b'demilchu b'mishcha. I'll bring salt and oil and wine. Chad Amar lehu b'tesivi. And I'll bring, the other one said, I'll supply wood for all the Jews. V'shapcha rabbanu lehu b'tesivi. And the rabbanan said, the wood was the most valuable. Rav Chisda, why? Because Rav Chisda says, kol akalidei to have a masar. Rav Chisda used to give over his keys to his servant. Let other people deal with the keys. Bar Meditzivi, except for the keys to the wood storehouse. Dam Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda said, Akleba Dechiti Boishisin Aklebe Ditzivi. Because if you have a storage house of wheat, you need 60 storehouses of wood to be able to make the wheat usable. You have to cook the wheat, you have to bake the wheat. So you see, wood is the most special. So Havil Hula Mezen Esr Mechachasa, really those three individuals could have supported the Jews for 21 years. Havi Buhani Biryoni, the problem was there were these Biryoni, these strong men that wanted to fight. Amru Lahu Rabban, and they say to the Rabbana Nefek Venevish Lama Badayu, so they say, look, let's either go, I don't want to be besieged, so they say to the rabbis, let's go make peace. Oshav Kinner, the Rabbana say, you can't make peace with these people, it's not time to make peace right now. Amru Lahu Nefek Venevit Karva Badayu, let's go fight. Amru Rabbanan, Lo Misayim Milsa. No, Rabbanan say it's not going to work. Right? Oh, listen to the Nevuos of Yirmiyahu and Avi. We have to change our behavior, not just fight them. Kamu Kalinu Lahanu Amvare Dechiti Desari V'Havi Kafna. These Biryoni got up and destroyed and burned down all the storage houses, meaning they cut off their own toes. Right? And therefore there was a famine. Marsa, the Gemara just tells a story about one of the tragic stories that happened during the famine. Marsa Basbaisus Atiras Yerushalayim Havi. This woman was one of the rich of Yerushalayim. Shadrasa Lushlucha, at one point she sent her servant, Va'amra Le, and she said to him, Zil Aisili Smita, go bring me some special bread. Smita is fancy bread. Ada Azal is Davin. As he went out to look for it, it was all sold out. Asa Amrilai, so he says to her, he comes back to her and says, Smita Leka Chivartika. There's no more fancy bread, but there's white bread. So Amrilai Zilai Sili, okay, go bring the white bread to me. Ada Azal is Davin. Meanwhile, that also got sold out. Asa Amrilai Chivarta Leka Gushkraika. There's low level bread. Amrilai Zilai Sili. So, okay, go bring that to me. Ada Azal is Davin. That also got sold out, meanwhile, in the interim. Now, why the servant didn't just bring without asking, but. He didn't do that. Asava Amrla Gushkro like a kimcha desarika. There's no more bread. There's some flour I could get you. Amrla Zilaisili. Okay, bring it to me. Ata Azal is David. That also got sold out. So there was nothing. Meanwhile, Havi Shlifa Misana, when she found out there was nothing left, so she wasn't wearing shoes at the time. Amra, she says to herself, Efik ve'echsi yimishkachana midi l'meichal. I'm going to go out to find something for myself to eat. Esiv la parsa bakara, but as she went out, she stepped in some dung of some animals. It went directly on her foot, umesa, and because she was so disgusted, she died from the disgust. Kari le Rechem Mezaka, and Rechem Mezaka heard the story. He said over the pasuk from the Tochacha, Haracha b'chavu hanuga asher not lunsa kafragla. Those who are mefunakot, those who are very petite and women who are very careful and anug about behaviors. You know that's what this pasuk is referring to. Tragedy struck them. Igadamri, others say she died differently. Grogris Rabbi Tzadok achla visnisa v'mesa. She ate the figs of Rabbi Tzadok. The figs of Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok yasar aban shan betanisa. Rabbi Tzadok fasted for 40 years to the left of Yerushalayim, so that Yerushalayim wouldn't be destroyed. We'll get back to Rabbi Tzadok later. First, let's finish. Kevi achla midya mischazi meivroi. He became so emaciated that when he used to eat anything, you could see it going down his throat and into his stomach from the outside, because he was so thin. Vechiyavibari, when he started to become healthy again, Maisi Le Grogris, they used to bring, he couldn't eat solid foods, because that would damn, he was so not used to it, his body. So what he used to do, he used to just suck out the juice of the figs. Mites mayhu v'shadilu, and he used to throw out the figs of that he didn't use. So the story is that Marsa, that's why how she died. She found these figs that the juice was sucked out of, and Reb Tzadok was sick. So his germs went into these figs, and she ate them, and she died from those figs. Did he actually fast for 40 years? He asked Tzitz Eliezer. I don't know so many Tzitz Eliezers, and I got it. Tzitz Eliezer, one of the great poskim of our generation, Rav Oldenburg, says in Chelek Vav Simon Lamed Zayin, he's asked about fasting on Shabbos. He says, could it be Reb Tzadok fasted for 40 years? He didn't eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He didn't eat an Erev Yom Kippur. So he says it must be Lafi Anis Dati Barur. It doesn't mean that he fasted 40 years straight. He says it's impossible. It's a nes. It couldn't be. It must be he fasted many fasts during those 40 years. And he ate. Of course, he ate on Shabbos. He ate on Yom. Maybe he ate at night a little bit. But he fasted many fasts during those 40 years, and that's what it means. And he even has a diak nifla in Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, right in the middle of the page, Kihavi Bari, as he became healthy, Kishigamar Ta'ani Yosef. When he fasted finished his fasts. Why did Rashi just say Kishigamar Hatainus? Kishigamar Ta'ani Yosef, his fasts. That shows there were many fasts that he was doing. It wasn't just one big fast. Kishigamar Ta'ani Yosef, he thinks that Rashi points to what he says. Okay. Next. Kihavi Nicha Nafshei. Nafsha, so when Marsa, this woman, was dying, Afikti l'kol daba v'chaspa, she took out all her gold and silver, she threw it in the street, Shadise b'shuka, she threw it, Amr, she said, Hai l'mai mi b'ayli, what good is all these riches for me? I don't have any food. The Haina d'chsiv, and this is what it means, Kaspam b'chutzos yeshlicho. The Pasuk says, Nichasko, they're going to throw their silver into the street. Period. Next. This is another well-known story. Abba Sikra, Reshbon of Yerushalayim. Abba Sikra was the head of the strongmen in Yerushalayim. Bar Achsei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Havi. He was the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew him. Shalach Lei, Tabitzin al Gaboy. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sent to him, he says, come to me in private. Don't let anybody know. Asa Amar Lei, so he says, so he comes and he says to him, Emas Avi Huachi, Vikazlisulei, La Alma Bakafna. You keep causing problems for us. You destroyed our storage houses. There's a famine because of you. How long are you going to cause trouble? My Evid, so his nephew says, what am I supposed to do? If I say anything otherwise, if I do anything different, they're going to know I'm not on their side, and they're going to kill me. So, figure out a way that I could get out of Yerushalayim. After the Havi Hatzalah Purta, I have an idea to have at least a little Hatzalah. So his nephew says, I have an idea, pretend you're sick. And everybody will come and see what's happening. Are you okay? You'll pretend to be very sick. And the icy midisaria will bring something that smells very bad. The agni gabach will put it on your bed, and you'll start smelling very bad. The lame bridge nafshach will say to everybody that you died. And tamideich, and we'll put you in a coffin. Your students will carry you. Why students? Nobody else. So lirkishan bacha the kalul at, because they won't realize if you're still alive, you're lighter. Right? A dead body is heavier than a live body. Why? The inhu yadi, because everybody knows, the chaya kalil mimisa, that a live person is lighter than a dead person. That's why, by the way, on Shabbos, we have the principle of chay no seyas atzmo. If you carry a child in a place without an erev, that's only nisa derabanan. It's not nisa deraisa. Because it's not called dead weight. Hence the phrase, dead weight. Because what's weight when somebody's dead? When somebody's alive, they're lighter. I mean, even on a smaller level, when a child falls asleep, they become heavier. The Gemara says that sleep is 1/60th of death. Right? When somebody's sleeping, they're heavier. Because that's the, so we'll have your students carry you so nobody will know. So, Avid Hachi, this is what they did. Nechnas Bor Rabbi Elezer, Misad Echer, Rabbi Shua, Misad Echer, Misad Acher. Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Shua carry him. Kimat to the Pisco, when they came to the gate, Bola Mitzkere, the Biryone wanted to spear the coffin to make sure that there's no funny business here. So Amar Luhu Abba Sikra tells them, Yomu Rabban Dakru, what, you know what people are going to say? You spear your rabbis, you spear your Gdoli Adar, that's terrible. Bola Mitzchavei, so okay, they wanted to at least shake it around to see if he would start screaming. Amar Luhu Yomu Rabban Dakru, they're going to say, oh, you shake your rabbis? So possibly they said, okay, fine, they let him in. Possibly Baba Nafaksi, they opened the gate and he went out. Kimata Lahasam, so when he got out, they brought him to the Caesar and he steps out of the coffin and he says, Amar, Shalom Alecha Malka, Shalom Alecha Malka. Welcome, Shalom to the king. Amalei, the Caesar says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mechayves Trek Tola, you're Chayev Misa twice. Chad Delav Malkana, number one, I'm not the king. I'm a Caesar, I'm not a king. The Kakaris Li Malki, you call me a king, I'm not the king, you're being Mevazami, you're disgracing me. You know, so that you're Chayev Misa for that. Vesu, I Malka Ana, and also if I am the king, Ad ha'izna amai lo'asas l'gabai. Where have you been for so long? If I'm the king, where have you been for so long? There's a story about one of the rebbes, Hashem Shana Balacha here, quotes it from Adon Echad. I heard about one of the rebbes, I don't know which one, that one time on Rosh Hashanah morning, after the chazan says, said ha'melech, by beginning of Shacharis, he fainted. Fainted. And they revived him afterwards, and they said, what happened? He says, Gemara Gittin Nunvav. What about Gemara Gittin Nunvav? Hamelech. He says, what did the Caesar say? If I'm the king, where have you been? Where have you been? You know, you had from Rosh Chodesh Elul. You had to come to me. You had a whole month. Rosh Hashanah, you wait. Hamelech. Now you're calling Hamelech. What have you done for the past month? The past 11 months. Do you remember this Gemara? So where have you been? So Omer Leis, Rabbi Yochanan responds to him, the comrade's love, Malkana, the fact that you said, that you're not the king, Ivra Malkaat, you will be the king. Di'ilav Malkaat, because if you wouldn't be considered the king, if you wouldn't be a king, Lo Mimsir Yushalayim Biyadech, Yushalayim would not be given to, in your hands. It's only going to be given to a king. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'halavanon Ba'adir Yipol. Livanon, which is a remez to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see, that it refers to Levano, the Beis HaMikdash, but Adir Yipol will fall in the hands of an Adir, a strong person. Vein Adir El HaMelech, a king is an Adir, v'chsiv v'hay Adiro mimenu, v'chul, vein Levano, and the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called Levano, sh'nemar ha'har atov hazeh v'ha Levano. Rashi says on top, last word on the first line, why is Levano the Beis HaMikdash? Shemalbin avonosein shel Yisrael. Levano from the word white, the Beis HaMikdash helps make white the record of the Jews through the Karbanis. That's why Beis HaMikdash is called Levano. And continuing, so first of all, you're going to be the king. Utakamrit, and second of all, Imalka ana amaylo ka'asis lagabai. And if this, your second point that if I'm the king, where have I been? Ado idna until today. Bir yoni diiswan lo shavkina. They were the strong men in the city. I had no way out. I couldn't come to you. So Amarle says the Caesar Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai. Let me give you a mashal. Iluchavish al dvash vidarkon karechalei lo hayishovernes achavish bishvil darkon. If there was a barrel of honey and a snake circling around the barrel, and you wanted to get rid of the snake, wouldn't you break the barrel so the honey falls all over the place and the snake will go away? So too, why didn't you just break the walls of Yerushalayim, the Brioni will leave, and then you'll come to me? Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai did not have an answer. Kabriyalei Rav Yosef Yitim Rabbi Akiva, or Rav Yosef Rabbi Akiva applied to the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai did not have an answer, that it must be Minas Shamayim that he wasn't given an answer by Hashem, or he was prevented from giving a proper answer. Meshiv chachamim achor v'daitam yisachel. The das of the chachamim will be becham sachal, being foolish. Ibole lememrele, what should Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai have said? What answer could he have given? No! If you have a snake around the honey, shaklinan saft, I would have taken a pair of tongs, v'shaklinan lein, gotten rid of the dark honey, I would have taken the snake away, v'kazlinan lein, killed the snake, v'chavita, shavkinan lein, I would have left the barrel. So here too, Rabbi Mizakai could have said, "I was waiting for me to get rid of the biryoni. I don't want to break the walls of Yerushalayim." So that's why that was the answer that he could have given. Antahachi. Anyway, meanwhile, during this conversation, Asi Pristakale Miromi, a messenger came from Rome. Amarle, kum demisle case, everybody stand up, because the Caesar, the real king, has died. The Amri Hanu the Chashivi the Romi and all the Chashiv people in Rome say lo sivach bereisha, that you, the Caesar, are now the king. So Rabbi Mizakai's words came true. Havisayim Chan Masani, and meanwhile he had been putting on one of his shoes, Boila Misam Yilachrini, and he was about to put on the second shoe right after he got this news, Lo Ayal Boila Mishlevei Leidach, and he couldn't get the second shoe on after he got this news. Right? I'm sorry, Lo Boila Mishlevei, he couldn't get the other shoe on, Leidach Lonafak, and the other one wouldn't come off. So he was stuck there wearing one shoe. So the Maharal says, what do you mean he's wearing one shoe? Let's just finish the next line. Amar Mai Hai, what's going on here? He asked Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai. Amar Lei Lo Titztarer, don't be worried. Shmua Tova Asi Lecha, you just heard some great news. And when you hear great news, your limbs expand. Dechsiv Shmua Tova Tadashin Etzem. A Shmua Tova makes fat the bones. So don't worry about it. It's normal. Ask the Maharal, is this true? Come on. So quick, your bones, it gets fat. So could that be the case? So really, Maral says, no, it means that he was so happy that he didn't have the regular strength that he had. He was like, He was different. His bones, it says, Shmua Tova Tadashin Etzem, his bones became fat. It doesn't mean they became fatter. It just means he lost the strength to put on his shoes and take off his shoes. That's what it means. Elamaita Kante, so what should I do? Asked the Caesar, or Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai tells him, Lesi Inish Lomisva Dai Tachmine, bring somebody they don't really like to come in front of you. They'll go in front of you, so you'll be get a little upset. Your bones will become skinny when you become upset. So Avad Hachi Ayil, and he did that, and he got his shoes on. Now again, the king now turns to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Since you're so smart, so where have you been? Why don't you come? Why don't you figure out a way to get it earlier? So didn't I tell you already that there were these strong men? I also told you that you should have, right, the mashal with the snake in the barrel. So you should have come earlier. Either way, Amalei says the king to the Rebbe Chaim Zakkai, I have to go back now to Rome to be able to take care of my kingdom. I'm going to send you somebody else to be in charge of Yerushalayim to destroy it, basically. So ask me for anything you want. I'll give you a request. You know, you help me out. You were a Navi. I'll give you a request. So what do you want? Amar Lei, famous line. He asked for three things. Tain li Yavne v'chachameha. Give me Yavne and the Beis HaMedrash in Yavne. Let them live. V'shushilta de Rebbe Gamliel. And the family line of Rebbe Gamliel, which is from David HaMelech. Leave them so we don't lose this family of Malchus Beis David. V'asvasa de Masyin le Rebbe Tzadok. And also, I need some good doctors for Rebbe Tzadok, who's been fasting for these 40 years, and he's very sick. Those three things. That's all I need. That's what I need. That's what I need. Kari Alei Rabbi, we'll get back to that in a minute. First, let's finish. Kari Alei Rabbi Yosef Yitem Rabbi Akiva. These Tanaim said about this story. This was very foolish. He should have said, don't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What is he asking for these three little things? For Husav, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, though, obviously felt, maybe that's a bad request. He wouldn't give that request. He's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That's asking too much. Then he wouldn't give anything. If he asked for the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't give anything. So he at least asked for these three because he feels that this is what he has. A couple of ha'aris. Number one, there is a famous Ramban. It might be a famous Ramban. The question is whether it's a mistake in the Ramban or not. At the end of the Chukosai, that talks about not going to doctors. Ramban seems to say, I didn't bring it with me, but the Ramban says possibly that maybe you shouldn't go to doctors if you're sick. It comes from Hashem. So therefore, you shouldn't go to doctors. Some Achronim say the Ramban couldn't have said it. The Ramban himself was a doctor. Ramban says, once somebody comes to you, then a doctor has a chiyah to treat him. Rapo yirapi, nitam rishis l'rapos. But you're not supposed to go to the doctors. Rov Achronim, Rov Aposkin, Sis Eliezer, and Rov Avad Yosef, and Rov Achronim assume that if you read the Ramban closely, the Ramban is only talking about a time when Nevuah is prevalent in the world, when you have your questions, you go to the Ur Metumim. So at that type of, when there's Nisim Gluyim all over the place, so in that type of world, okay, so if you get sick, maybe it's a message from Hashem. But when it's not that time period, even the Ramban would agree. That's what Rov Aposkim say. If you want to look at a summary of this, the Nishmas Avram, Dr. Abraham has it in Sefer, a whole list of, Achronim and Poskim that discuss this, but this Gemara is one of the Rayas against that Pashas of that Ramban. I mean, you ought to go to a doctor. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asked for medicine for the, for Rabbi Tzadok. Okay. Another just Ha'ara. It's amazing. He asked, save Yavne. He says, save Malchus Beis David. And bring me some medicine for Rabbi Tzadok. Even the Darki Musar said, the Darki Musar says, even when you're involved in a lot of Ruchnias, you're building up Ruchnias and Torah. Don't forget the Gashmias. Don't forget the needs, the Gashmias of Rabbi Tzadok. Right? You're building up yeshiva, you gotta make sure the kids, the boys have food to eat. You gotta make sure that there's physical comfort also. Right? The Gashmias and the Ruchnias work together. Next. As far as the Masim Rabbi Tzadok Ma'ayhi, what was the medicine that helped Rabbi Tzadok get better? So Yom HaKamash, Yom HaMayi Depari. First day they fed him water with a little bran in it, a low quality bran, Lamachamaya de Sipuka, a little better quality bran soaked in it, Lamachamaya de Kimcha, then that fine flour soaked in it, Adiravach Me'eha, until his intestines got larger again, purta, little by little, and then he was healed. So, Azal Shadri Lo Titus. So, the Caesar, as we said before, had to leave, so Titus, terrible Titus, came to surround the Yerushalayim. V'yamar e'el okemo tzurcha soyeva. Where is their God? This was Titus' attitude. Said Titus ha-Rasha, this was Titus the Rasha. Right? We just read about this on Tisha B'Av a few weeks ago. Shechir v'gidiv klapi mala. He blasphemed against Hashem. Ma'asa, what did he do? Rachmana l'tzlan, tafa zona biyado. He took a zona with him. V'nichas l'beich kachi ha-kadashim. He went into the Kodesh ha-kadashim. V'hitziya sefer Torah. He took a sefer Torah. V'avar, and he spread it out. He took the zona. V'avar ala avera, and he did terrible actions on that Sefer Torah in the Kodesh Kodashim. And even afterwards, V'natal Sayif, he took a sword, V'gider es ha-parochas, and he speared the parochas, the curtain, V'nasa nes, and an amazing nes occurred, V'hayadam v'atzpeis v'yotze, and blood started shooting out of the parochas. V'kesavar haragas asmo, and Titus thought, I killed Hashem. Tosfa says, in V'nasa, What kind of, what, this is a nes? Hashem does nisim for Rishayim? Lahodiyah the kasha lefnei amakam churban beis hamikdash. To symbolize Hashem is bleeding, kaviyachol. Right? It shows how hard it was for him to do the, to have the churban occur. Shenemar, he thought he killed Hashem by saying, Shagu tzarecha bekerav moadecha samu ososam osos. Right? The enemies will scream in your place of moed, in the place where you meet the Jews, which is in the Kodesh Kadashim. Abba Chanan said a different pasuk about this story. Micha mocha chasin ka, who is like you, Hashem? Micha mocha chasin v'kasha, you are soft and hard. Sha'ata shomea ni'utzu v'girufa shalosa rasha, you hear the terrible things that Rasha is saying, v'shosik, you don't do anything. Tremendous self-control that Hashem has about not taking it out on Titus right away. To Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a different pasuk. We're going to say this in Sukkot Zimra soon. Mi chamocha be'elam Hashem, mi chamocha ba'alamim. Who is like Hashem in the elam, which means strong. We can also read it in alamim, those who are silent. Ma asa. So what happened then afterwards? Titus not also parochas. He took the parochas vaso kamin gar gutni. He made it into like a basket. The hevi kol kelim shebe mikdash v'hinichan bahen v'oshivan besvina leilech l'shtabech v'iro. He took all the kelim of the base of mikdash, put it in a boat to take it away. Take it away, right? There's all different mysteries where the kelim are, right? The Arch of Titus in Rome has pictures of the carrying of the kelim, based on this Gemara, that they put in the Sfina to go to be praised in his city about it. Shneamar uvachein ra'isi rishaim kvurin. I saw rishaim that were buried, that were fit to be buried. Ubo, this is what Shlomo Melech is saying in Kohelas. Ubo, and they came. Makom kadosh halicho. They're going from a makom kadosh, Yerushalayim. Vishtakhu bi'ir asher kinasu, and they will be forgotten in the city that they did. So we have to switch around a few words. Al tikri kavurim el kavutzim. Change kavurim in the pasuk to kavutzim. Rishayim who gather things. Kavus is to gather. Al tikri vishtachu el vishtabchu. Don't say that they will be forgotten, but they will be praised in their city for what they did. Ikat army or others say kavurim mamish. It means literally buried. That filo miditim etamar nigai lohon. Even hidden things Titus was able to find, and he took all the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Meanwhile, Amar alav nachshol shebe yam latova. While he was on the boat traveling back to Rome, there was a tremendous hurricane in the water that was going to overturn the boat. Amar says Titus, Kimeduma ani she'elohayim kelokayim she'elu ein gevras el b'mayim. It must be that the Jewish God only has power in water. Why? Ba'paro tava b'mayim. Paro, Egyptians, he got drowned in water. Ba'sisra tava b'mayim. Sisra, the story in Shoftim, which is not Mefurish, is in the Mefarshim, by Nachal Kishon. They say Nachal Kishon heated up while the army of Sisra was taking a bath in the Kishon waters. It heated up and it melted them. That was b'mayim. Afu omi alayla tovein b'mayim. He's also going to kill me in water. He didn't mention the marble, but yeah, that's not about an enemy of Hashem. Im giber hu yalali abashav yasi mil mochama. If your God is true, let him kill me on dry land. We don't have enough with the water. So yatsa baskal v'armalo. A heavenly voice went out. Rasha ben Rasha ben Benoshalo Esav Rasha. You, Rasha, you. Bir yakali shli bolami. I have a tiny little creature in my world. V'yitashma. It's called a mosquito. Amaykar lebir yakala. Why is it called like a light creature, a tiny creature? The ma'alna islab mafkana lesla. It takes food in, but it doesn't secrete any food. So it takes things in. You're going to see what's going to happen. Aleli abasha v'tasi ma milchama. Go up to dry land, and we'll do milchama. Aleli abasha, and what happened? Ba'yitush v'nichlas b'chotmo. A little mosquito went into his nose after he came on dry land. V'nakar b'mocho shevashanim, and shook around in his brain for 7 years, and caused him tzaras and headaches for 7 years. So Yom Achad, meanwhile, havi kachalav ababa d'binafka, one day he was walking by a blacksmith. Shama kol arzafta. He heard the sound of the mosquito, heard the sound of a blacksmith banging very hard. Ishtik, and all of a sudden it stopped banging Titus's head. Omar, Ika Takanta. Oh, I got the answer. Maybe this quiets him. Call Yom HaMaisu Nafkos. Every day he used to bring a blacksmith to the palace. Umacha Kamein, to bang in front of him so he wouldn't have such headaches. Lenachri Yol V'Abrazuz. They used to give non-Jewish blacksmiths 4 zuz for this service. L'Yisrael Amarle, but any Jewish servants, he didn't give anything. He said, Mistayech to Kachazis Pesanach. It's enough that you see what's happening to your enemy. You see the state that I'm in. That's enough payment to you. Atlos Yomin Avad Hachi. For 30 days this worked. Mikan Ve'elach Kivin to Dash Das. After 30 days, the mosquito got used to the sound and he went back to his old ways and started banging around in the head. Tanya Ari Pirchas Ben Arova Anisi Magdoli Romi. But Pirchas says, I was in Rome Ukishemes, and when Titus died, Patuas Mocho Umatsubo, when they opened his brain and they found in the brain Kitsipar Dror Mishkal Shnei Slime. a bird the size, the weight of two slaim, which is a heavy weight. B'masisa Tana, or in the Brisa we learn, kegozel ben shana, like a year-old pigeon. Mishkal shnei litrin, the weight of 2 liters. Amar Abaya, Naktina, Nabaya says, we have a Misora, Pivshal Nechoshes, the mouth of this mosquito or bird was of copper, Vitziparnev Shal Barzel, and its fingernails was of iron. This was not a pleasant experience for 7 years. Kiavi Mayas, one more line, Kiavi Kamayas, when Titus died, Amar Lahu, he asked, the Kluya Lahu Gavra, burn my body, Velivdri Lakitme, Ashev Yami, and spread my ashes over the 7 seas. Delo Lishkechi Eloka Diudoi, so that the Jewish God cannot find me, Velukme Bedini, and bring me to justice. So he didn't believe in any, he thought if he's cremated and spread around, nothing's going to happen. But Kadosh Baruch Hu did his due. Again, there's a lot more to talk about on this daf. Famous stories again, Titus spearing the parochas, Yerub Yochanan Mizake, Tinli Yavna Vechachameha, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. We did what we could do right now. But Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.
The parochas, what you said about how it absorbs the dam.